We're going to talk about what's called the pathway to preparation. Now, I just want to give you an idea of what to expect over these next couple of days. We're going to be traveling, okay? Get your seatbelts on. We're going to be traveling on a journey together over these next couple of days. We're going to traveling over what's called the pathway to preparation. Now, as Bible teachers, we face a couple different pressures, don't we? I mean, if we're women who are serious about studying God's word, we feel that pressure. We've already talked about that, of handling God's word faithfully, of really digging into the text. We do not want to misrepresent the Lord in our word work. But, so we have this text, right? But there's also another pressure that we feel, isn't there? The pressure of connecting with the women or the children that we serve now. So, us now. We want to get the text right, but we also want our message to be relevant, right? We want it to connect with the lives of our listeners. And so it can be tempting sometimes to look at our text, think, okay, there it is. What does that say? And in a desire to be relevant, we can find ourselves saying, okay, I read it. Now, what does that have to do with women in Atlanta in 2022? Like, we got to travel. We got to get there. I feel that. I don't know. Do you guys feel that? Like, I want to say something that's going to, I mean, I don't want to just, I don't want it to just be academic. I want it to make a difference in their lives, right? What happens, so we have these two poles. We want to get the text right, and we want it to be relevant. What happens, what does it look like if our only concern is with getting the text right? What does that look like? This is where you talk. Academic? Exactly. Yeah. Boring? Sorry. But it's not really going to impact hearts, right? If there's no connection with the people that are listening. What happens if a teacher's primary focus is connecting with the people today? That's really, they come to the text, they're like, got to have something to say right now. What happens then?
Error.
What's that?
Error.
Error. Yes, we lose our grounding. Exactly. Thank you. Yeah, we lose our grounding, and it's like it loses the power of God's word because we're just taking it and putting it in where we think we can plug it in, right? So as Bible teachers, we want to hold on to both of these truths. We want to be faithful to do our work. We want to understand the text we're teaching, but we don't want to stop there. We want to effectively communicate those truths in a way that will impact hearts and lives. And if we truly believe that God's word is alive and active, there must be a way to faithfully make this journey, okay? So the principles that we're going to talk about over these next couple of days are designed to help us make this journey, all right? And we're going to take this little piece off because we can't go straight from one to another, all right? Rather than going from our text straight to Atlanta, we're going to spend some time traveling, since we're studying 1 Peter, to the first century Christians in the Greco-Roman world, to them then. All right? That's what we're going to do. That's the first part of our journey. Now, if you look at your worksheets, we're going to talk through how this happens. Question number one on your worksheet. What is it? What's it about?
Structure.
Exactly. Structure. We're going to talk, and that is going to help us dive into the text itself. What are these lessons here? What are the words? How is the author arrange this text? Question number two, what's that about?
Context,
exactly. Looking at the words and the world around the text. That's going to help us come up, discover the answer to question number three, which is the author's aim. This is a big deal, or the author's argument. Sorry, I Anyway, the author's argument is a big deal. And what we're going to do is we want to step into that world of the first readers of Peter's letter. We want to understand the text the way that Peter intended them to understand the text. What was he trying to say to them? Because once we figure out what he was trying to say to them, it can't mean something totally different for us, right? If he's talking to them about grace, and we probably should land on grace and not good works, the importance of good works, okay? So we want to get to that first, the author's argument, and it's going to, as we look at the structure and as we look at the context, it's going to help us get to what he was trying to communicate to that first audience. Does that make sense? Okay. Then there's a second leg of this journey. This is called theological reflections. This is traveling through the cross. All right? That's a cross right there. All right, that's the gospel connection. We're going to talk about that. How every text in the Bible is... The gospel impacts all of it. Like we need to see it through the lens of the reality of the gospel. All of the Old Testament, all of the New Testament, the gospel was the moment in time that changes everything. And so we want to see all of our texts in light of the gospel. That's going to help. That's question number 4. Okay? And then we come to question number 5, which is our argument to our audience. Okay? And it will look very similar probably to the author's argument, except it's been informed by the gospel. All right? And we're going to talk more about specifics. Now, this is a broad overview. Question number 6 takes us along here. This is the application. And that is how we get to us now. So that is a very quick flyover for where we're going to go. We will be referring to this pathway a gazillion times. Hopefully you found the printed copy that looks much more legible than what I have up there. But you'll talk about this in your small groups. It's just important to know at each point along the way where you are on the path. All right, where you are on the journey. If you are on this first leg, you need to remember the purpose of all of this is to get to question number 3, the author's argument. That's why we have all of these questions. You want to remember all of that. All right, and then connecting to the gospel, the theological reflection, that's going to help us get to question 5, and then we're going to apply it to our audience.